HMRC straight away by searching HMRC scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 9 o'clock, Nigel Farage has denied Reform UK is in chaos after his former chairman rejoined the party 48 hours after publicly stepping down. Zia Yusuf resigned on Thursday, saying he was exhausted, but he's now back and will head up the party's efforts to reduce public spending. Labour says it's a humiliating hokey-cokey. Meanwhile, General Secretary of GMB Gary Smith will speak at the union's annual conference later. He'll warn members Reform is no friend of working people.
Frankly, I'm sick and tired of listening to posh boys who are trying to present themselves as working class heroes. They're not. You know, these are bankers, they're chancers, they're blowhards. And I was delighted to see that they got beat resoundingly in the by-election in Scotland as well.
Donald Trump sending 2,000 National Guard troops to Los Angeles to deal with protests against immigration raids. There have been 2 days of intense clashes in Paramount. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
The situation in Los Angeles is escalating rapidly after members of the public sought to confront agents with ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Division of President Trump's government that has been rounding up illegal immigrants and deporting them without any due legal process. Governor Gavin Newsom of California is condemning the troops' deployment and says it will only further inflame the situation.
The government's spending review, published later this week, is expected to include an £86 billion funding package for the science and technology sectors. Classic FM understands £500 million of that will be invested in artificial intelligence to improve HMRC waiting times. The technology will also help streamline tax services and catch potential fraud cases. In sport, it's the men's final at the French Open tennis tournament later. Yannick Sinner will meet Carlos Alcaraz at Roland Garros. Coco Gauff took the women's title yesterday afternoon. The weather breezy with a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers. There could be heavy and thundery across central and eastern areas, highs of 19 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Elizabeth Secker.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And only the best. Well, it is Sunday, and so the special Sunday edition of the Classic FM Hall of Famer. Tim Leora here. We're going to go in just over halfway through the 300. 145 finds a matinee marvel.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With Mournflake. Start the day with their crunchy granola or creamy porridge.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
the third movement of Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5. That's the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Manfred Honeck conducting. And before that, Andrew Litton conducted the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, soloist Joshua Bell, with Massenet's rather wonderful Meditation from Thais. Good morning. This is the special Sunday edition of the Classic FM Hall of Famer. Tim Leora at your service till 10, at which point Alid Jones will be here to take you right through to lunch. Right now, a composer known, well, sometimes known as the £20 billion composer by Variety magazine, famous for playing orchestral sounds backwards sometimes, being in buggles, or even using his wristwatch in some pieces. It's Hans Zimmer, but here's one of his simpler scores, shall we say, the rather beautiful tune from Gladiator called Earth.
This is Classic FM. Thank you.
Triangle work at the end. Anitra's Dance from Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite No. 1. That's the Estonian National Symphony Orchestra. Paavo Järvi conducting. Good morning. This is Classic FM. And to Puccini, I think, the first opera competition he ever entered. He put an opera called Le Ville, The Fairies, into an opera competition. Not only did he not win, he was disqualified. The judges said the handwritten manuscript was were pretty much illegible. Oh, dear. This next one is his. It's the Humming Chorus. At least I think that's what it says.
FM.
Thank you.
Chris Hooker with the City of London Sinfonia, and the second movement of Albinoni's Oboe Concerto, and before it the rather beautiful Humming Chorus from Puccini, the Orchestra de Paris with the Chorus of Radio France and James Conlon conducting everything. It's Classic FM, the Hall of Famer, the special Sunday edition. Sunday Cypher on the way. What can I tell you in the Sunday papers? It's quite a deep one. The expansion of the universe is slowing, apparently. Don't take my word for that. This is the word of the Dark Energy Spectroscopic Instrument Observatory in America. The expansion of the universe is slowing down. I thought I could sense something, you know. I could. It was either Arthur's new aftershave or the universe was slowing down. Here's something to go with that.
Thank you.
Elevazione by Zippoli. That's Julia Girdwood on the oboe with Robert Truman and the Consort of London, conducted by Robert Hayden Clarke. Good morning. This is Classic FM. Time for the Sunday Cypher. Just three things to get you to one of the big news stories of the week. I think this will get you there. Try this. Card of a certain suit, secreted scent, spat. That's the Sunday Cypher for this week. Which big news story was that? Card of a certain scent, secreted scent. I'll try that again. Card of a certain suit, secreted scent, and spat. Any ideas? 6, 18, 12. We'll be right back. Adagietto from Mahler's Symphony No. 5, the London Symphony Orchestra. James DePriest conducting here on Classic FM. Alla Jones lining up so much good music to get you right through to Sunday lunch. He's here from 10. A couple more from me.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With Mournflake, enjoy the mighty oat in all its glory.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Andante Cantabile from the Rhapsody on the theme of Paganini by Rachmaninoff. Martin James Bartlett with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Joshua Weilerstein conducting. And I'll play that for Mella in Oxford, who got the Sunday cipher this week to a big news story. Card of a certain suit, that's a trump. Secreted scent is a musk and a spat there. Absolutely has to be the big falling out of the week. Love and peace, says Mella in Oxford. Same back at you. I will see you next weekend. Right now, after the news, Ella Jones is on the way.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With Mournflake, enjoy a bowl of their creamy porridge or crispy muesli.
As you fan yourself with the menu, you ponder why you went for the vindaloo. Every wave of the specials ruffles the delicate ruffles of your red ruffled top. And as water runs down your chin, the waitress stares on. She just can't take her eyes off you. The masterpiece in the flowing scarlet skirt.
Enjoying your meal?
So much.
No sweat. Whatever happens, style it out. F&F.
Oh, we're gonna miss you.
The longest-serving driver in Jane's Bus Store Company has reached his destination and is about to retire. To ensure the wheels keep turning, she needs to hire.
Well, don't be a stranger.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Because Indeed's hiring platform can help you match with quality candidates immediately. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
It can be stressful when your car breaks down. But you can rely on NFU Mutual Car Insurance, as we include RAC UK breakdown cover as standard. If you're more than a quarter of a mile from home, and in the unlikely event your car can't be fixed at the roadside, they'll take you to the nearest garage within 20 miles. We do this so you can enjoy the more important things. For quality car insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Oh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance.
Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready.
Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by Mastercard International.
Right now at Matalan, get 20% off menswear and homeware. And yes, that includes luggage. That's the home, him and holiday plans sorted. Shop in store today or online at matalan.co.uk. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, Labour has called the return of Zia Yusuf to reform a humiliating hokey-cokey for the party. The former chairman left his post on Thursday blaming exhaustion, but now says that was a mistake. James Heal from The Spectator says Nigel Farage moved quickly to set up peace talks.
He could see that Zia Yusuf was someone incredibly loyal to him. He could see that Zia Yusuf was building a machine that enabled Farage to therefore win the local elections last month. So I always think Farage was someone who recognised Yusuf's talent. And also, you know, was talking about him in a very different way. So I think he recognised, look, we will need to give him some reassurances. We need to change how things are done. But he's someone worth having back.
Mr. Yusuf will now head up the party's efforts to reduce public spending. US officials are warning Russia's response to a massive drone attack last weekend hasn't happened yet. Kyiv staged a surprise operation destroying millions of pounds of military equipment. Former British ambassador to Ukraine, Lee Turner, agrees it was incredibly bruising for Moscow.
Ukraine might have destroyed as much as 10 to 15% of Russia's bomber fleet. These are great, big, huge, lumbering aircraft that can carry nuclear weapons. In response, the Russians have been launching more of these vast drone and missile attacks, mostly on Ukrainian civilian infrastructure, that is to say on people's houses.
The Chancellor will announce schools in England will receive an extra £4.5 billion a year in this week's spending review. The money will be used to expand the free schools meals programme and repair buildings.